You're listening to SBS News.
Barbecuing sausages at a country pub isn't where you'd expect to find Australia's most celebrated Indigenous chef. But when the small rural town of Kajiwar on the New South Wales-Victorian border called for help, Clayton Donovan answered.
Once you do a couple of those dinners or the barbies, what it actually brings to the community after, you know, a couple of really terrible months, it's still quite tough now.
The tiny Upper Murray town was hit hard by bushfires in the early hours of New Year's Day. Over a dozen homes were destroyed, thousands of livestock lost, and public facilities like tennis courts and the playground were razed. The Kajiwar pub became a relief centre, a place for the town's some 200 residents to get supplies, a meal and support each other. But as days of relief support turned into weeks, Kajiwar local Joshua Collings called on Australia's only hatted Indigenous chef to help out.
I said, Clay, we need to give the pub guys a break. We need to give them a bit of time. They're just so overworked. They never left.
Donovan was trained in France and is famous across the country for his skill and passion for native ingredients. He's spent the last 2 months cooking at the Kajiwar pub and other local venues, helping the community heal through good food and good company.
It's one of the oldest rituals in the world that can bring people together. And it's once you've got those smells happening around the room, you know, and some good produce, you can't really go wrong.
He's hoping the next snag he serves will be to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. The upcoming royal tour of bushfire-affected regions reported last month may now be in doubt due to travel restrictions associated with the coronavirus. But Kajiwar is determined to stay in the running for a royal stopover, promising a wide array of unique experiences, including a ride-on mower race down the main street, beer yoga, and food prepared by a world-famous chef. Joshua Collings says it's hoped a bit of royal attention will speed up what's been a slow recovery process.
I think it might bring so much attention to what needs to be done that it might get done much faster. Kind of like the Olympics Games, the last month before the Olympic Games, the sprint.
Local federal member Helen Haynes is throwing her support behind the bid.
This would be something that marked itself for the future. I think it would be a massive highlight. I think it would give people such hope and a great new burst of energy.
Kajiwar pub manager Tracy Fair says the town is in much need of a boost to spirits. She says despite ongoing efforts to restore fences and clear away debris, the people of Kajiwar are reminded daily of all that they've lost.
Yeah, give us a break from our harsh reality at the moment. If you drive down the street, it's like the fire happened yesterday, except the rains turned everything green.
In the face of destruction, the town became an icon of community spirit. Member for Indi Helen Haynes describes it as a town like no other.
That little place was cut off for quite a while. There was no mobile phone coverage. There was no power. And so they had to band together, and they did that.
Despite losing his own home, Joshua Collings spearheaded the relief effort, raising funds for urgent supplies through an online crowdfunding site and organising volunteers to deliver goods and help in the restoration of fences. However, he says one of the most important jobs in the bushfire aftermath has been to help keep people together and to give them a distraction.
We had a party every week. So every Friday night is the normal happy hour, and we just had bands, guest chefs coming in. And I think it just gave a tiny little break in the mundaneness of the blackness that was up here.
While Kajiwar's royal ambitions may go unrealised, he says this little town of self-described fringe dwellers will always find something to celebrate. Abby Dinham, SBS News.